Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Alam niyo ba ang ibig sabihin ng casual o yung super? Marami pong mga termino na gamit sa Australia na hindi natin narinig sa Pilipinas noon, kahit po English, ano, kahit tayo nagkatrabaho noon sa Pilipinas. Kaya malaking bagay na matuto, lalo na sa mga bagong dayo. Ating pag-uusapan ng mga employment o workplace terms na karaniwang gamit sa Australia, dito sa trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
At para bigyan tayo ng kaalaman, inimbitahan natin ang isang employment lawyer na si Attorney Charlie Bulos. Magandang araw, Attorney Charlie.
Magandang araw din, TJ, at doon sa iyong mga listener.
Nako, maraming salamat muna sa pagsama ngayong araw, Attorney Charlie, kasi medyo matagal-tagal na nung last time nang tayo'y nagkausap. Opo. Ngayon naman, pag-uusapan natin itong mga parang workplace 101, ika nga, o yung mga basic terms na ginagamit, Attorney Charlie, kasi marami pong bagong dating din o mga migrante, hindi pa kabisado yung mga terms na ito. Number one muna po, sa tanong ko, ano po ba yung mga uri ng employment dito sa Australia? At ano rin yung kaibahan nito sa isa't isa?
There are different types of employment. Yung tinatawag na permanent employment, part-time employment, casual employment, or contractual employment. Yan yung mga typical employment contracts, employment types na nakikita natin dito sa Australia. Yung permanent employees, we like to differentiate among them. Itong permanent employees is yung typically 38 to 40 hours permanent job with no end of time. Pwede kang tuloy-tuloy yun until such time na there is ground for you to resign or retire or something like that. So this is permanent employment is typically no end of time. Walang specific time that will end your employment. Ngayon yung part-time employment, there is what you call permanent part-time, na ibig sabihin, you will have to have a specific part-time schedule. Let's say 5 days, sometimes different times. Yon, in a week, they'll calculate that. And if it is below the typical work time of 38 to 40 hours, that is part-time.
So hindi po pala yung full time, yung 38 to 40, tapos part time yung less than that, yun yung binabanggit niyo. Parang Attorney Charlie, bago niyo banggitin yung casual and yung isang contract, naalala ko ito yung parang tawag na regular sa Pilipinas, diba? Pag regular ka ba, parang ganun ito, no? Permanent dito naman ang term.
Regular, pero meron sila mga it depends sometimes on the use itself, kasi kung sabihin natin na kasi may minimum part-time occupation na meron silang standard, let's say 20 hours per week, you know. Below that time, part-time pa rin, pero it does not qualify you to a certain degree of occupation. Let's say nag-a-apply ka ng, let's say, as engineer. Now, ang requirement doon to qualify for engineer, you need to have full-time job. At least 3 years full-time job, okay? Ngayon, kung ang part-time job mo lang is 20 hours per week or less, you will not be able to qualify for assessment of, you know, being an engineer. Kasi meron silang standard .
So kasama pala yung dapat ma-factor in, ano?
Yes, that's correct. Because otherwise, the assessment, you'll not be eligible or qualified to be assessed as engineer. May mga
different...
Yes, that's correct.
Sige po, puntahan natin ngayon yung sa casual naman po tsaka contract na nabanggit nyo kanina. Pag yung casual po ba, ano naman pong ibig sabihin nun?
Casual employment is very difficult in a sense. Difficult to understand for someone else too, because casual, meron kasi mga conversion time yan . Let's say, for example, you're working casual. The work commitment is not determined in advance. Like, for example, you may be called for 3 hours, 5 hours a day. So basically, that is a casual job because there is no commitment for employer to employ you for 8 hours or 5 hours. It depends on the necessity of the company or employer, whether they need you 3 hours, 5 hours a day. So That is the basic requirement, typical casual job. Meron man tinatawag na conversion of these casual job into permanent. Now, before it can be converted, you need to qualify for 12 months period of employment. And then at least 6 months of the same pattern all throughout the time of work. Let's say you've been there for 12 months. Now, 6 months of that need to be the same pattern of time schedule, the same pattern of work. Sometimes work differs from one set to another. Maybe sometimes the employer will give you a different kind of job. So you need to have a consistent job type before you can be can move to a conversion. And secondly, you need to request the company to convert you from casual to permanent. So you need to have at least 12 months requirement to be employed, and then at least 6 months of continued the same job that you've been doing. Now, the company may or the employer may refuse it depending on the reasonableness of the employer's ground. Probably the employer will say that, look, we don't have a job within the next 2 months or 3 months, so we're not be able to do the we will not be able to accept the conversion request, because you have to request the employer to give you the permanent job instead of the casual job.
So talagang ano po pala yan, ano? Pwede pa lang maging regular, maging permanent ka din, pero depende rin sa grounds ng na ibibigay sa iyo or yung kung ano yung sabihin ng kumpanya.
That's correct. Now, the Victorian government has a pending case in high court about giving them some benefit as well. Caswell has a limited benefit of entitlement, like sick leave. They normally do not have any, generally they do not have any sick leave or personal leave entitlement. That's why 25% of the compensation or entitlement as a salary, as for the salary, are taken, given in addition to the normal rate of casual employment.
Yan po yung tinatawag na casual loading, tama po ba?
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. That is casual loading. Ngayon, the high court decision with respect to benefit, kasi gusto nilang bigyan ng benefit ang mga casual. So, but the employer challenged that and it's now in the high court. So, definitely right now, it's up to the employer to give them the, you know, the benefit of personal or other entitlement. But most of the employer will not allow it because there's still high court decision that is to be decided.
So hintayin pa po 'yan yung decision ng High Court na 'yan. Yung contract naman po na isa pang uri ng employment type. Ano naman po yung pag-contract or fixed term po ba yung tawag din diyan?
Yes, fixed term din 'yan, but it's based on the length of time of employment. Let's say for example the contract will finish within the period of 4 years. Once the period of 4 years is completed and the service is done, then the employment contract stops. The rate of salary or entitlement is all there in the contract itself. How much is going to be paid, things like that. It has to be based on the contract. How many hours, things like that. It's all based on that. Maybe they can increase the time of services, things like that, but it's all defined in the contract itself.
Ayan, napakinggan natin kung ano nga ba yung mga uri ng employment, yung permanent full-time, permanent part-time, casual at yung fixed-term contract. At ano yung mga kaibahan nito sa bawat isa? Unang bahagi pa lamang yan ng ating panayam kay Attorney Charlie Bulos. At sa mga susunod na panayam, pag-uusapan naman natin yung annual leave, yung mga leave, ano, yung enterprise agreement at iba't iba pang mga employment tips mula kay Attorney Charlie Bulos na isang employment lawyer. Pero paunawa po, ang paliwanag at impormasyon ay gabay lamang. Para sa dagdag na impormasyon at payo na naayon sa iyong problema o sitwasyon, kumonsulta sa isang abogado o kinakaukulang ahensya sa Australia. Ako si TJ Correa. para sa SBS Filipino.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Trabaho, visa at iba pa.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.